With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israel has killed Hamas's top leader Yahya Sinwar during a battle in Gaza. Chatham House Associate Fellow Nomi Bar-Yaakov says Sinwar almost single-handedly planned and orchestrated the October 7th attack on Israel.
He planned for Iran and for all of Iran's long arms, meaning the proxies, Hezbollah, and the militias that Iran funds and trains in Syria and in Iraq, to join the fight and try to eliminate the state of Israel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has settled its account with Sinwar, but war is not yet ended. There was no immediate confirmation from Hamas of Sinwar's death. An independent panel says the U.S. Secret Service needs fundamental reform, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The panel reviewing the attempted assassination of Donald Trump issued a 52-page report that takes the Secret Service to task. It recommends bringing in new outside leadership and refocusing on its protective mission. A gunman fired at Trump during a July campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Without new leadership, the independent panel warns that another Butler can and will happen again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are under recall after flames shooting out from them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Colson-branded fire pits are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol. A notice published Thursday by the Consumer Product Safety Commission says they pose a flame-jetting hazard. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 161 points, the Nasdaq rose 6, the S&P down 1. This is SRN News. It's getting harder to be a Christian in the United Kingdom.
Hostility toward believers is on the rise, with hundreds of cases of people suffering job loss and sometimes even physical assaults for their faith. A new report from the Commission of Inquiry into Discrimination Against Christians finds that the faithful are apt to take a lot of flack for expressing opinions that used to be commonly held just a few decades ago. The commission says many people interviewed for the report insisted on remaining anonymous for fear of backlash just for participating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Refugees from Ukraine and Russia who have fled to Israel are now helping the war effort there. The Slavic Gospel Association is organizing Ukrainian and Russian Jewish Christians to deliver aid to suffering families on the front lines. The Illinois-based organization is backing the relief efforts of more than a dozen Ukrainian and Russian-speaking congregations in Israel that are helping Israelis. This is SRN News. New Mexico's governor is ending an emergency public health order.
The order suspended the right to carry guns at public parks and playgrounds in the state's largest metro area. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has announced the expiration of her emergency public health order after more than a year. Her original order ignited a furor of public protest, prompted Republican calls for the governor's impeachment. It also spawned legal challenges that are still pending in the U.S. court system. Lujan Grisham says the suspension of gun rights and companion measures have improved public safety. John Scott reporting.
Florida and Texas were the two U.S. states with the largest number of new residents last year, and their biggest source was other countries. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau data. Florida had more people who said they had lived in a different place the previous year than any other state. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.